Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.
Our next guest here on Mind Food Radio Smart Thinking takes us into the world of, well, having a good sake. I've actually have a sample of these a few times in my life, but I don't know what's good and I don't know what's bad. So we thought we'd get Andre Bishop on the line and he can give us a bit of background. How are you, Andre?
I'm very good, thanks.
The last sake I had, I think I nearly blacked out.
That doesn't sound good.
Well, look, you know, it was an experimental phase, I think, in my life. Japanese restaurants and sake bars, how on earth did you get involved in that?
It's a long story, but it started in my childhood.
Yeah.
I just got fascinated with Japanese cartoons on TV, and then that developed into, building toy robots while all my friends were, building tanks. And then, I guess, as I grew up, that sort of, I guess, general interest in Japan grew into an obsession with its food and its national drink. That's the short story.
That's the short story. What? How do you become a sake connoisseur?
Well, I guess it's like the wine world. I mean, you start off drinking a lot of the stuff, and then you get to a point where you, I guess, kind of want to turn that. That sort of enjoyment into, I guess, a professional knowledge. So I went and studied sake in Japan.
Yeah.
So I did, I guess, the equivalent of a sommelier's certification in Japan.
Now, you've got a multi-award-winning place called the Golden Monkey. I just love how this is described. Inspired by the 1920s opium dens and bars of Shanghai. Sounds like a yes. Pretty cool place.
Yeah, that was kind of a little bit of a diversion. I mean, normally my interest is purely sort of in Japan, but I did Golden Monkey with two friends, Adam Ong and Michael Chen. So we opened Golden Monkey up. That was in about 2007. Mm-hmm. So that's very much more of a sort of a Chinese opium den inspired cocktail bar.
Now, we're going out tonight to a restaurant, and just say we're going to a Japanese restaurant. We are. What do you recommend that we should try, and what do you think we should be drinking?
Well, I guess I'll dispel a few of the basic misconceptions about sake. One is that it's a kind of rocket fuel that has to be served scaldingly hot, and, obviously... the consensus is that it gives you a terrible hangover in the morning. there is very cheap, very nasty sake out there but luckily, we don't usually get it in Australia. Yeah. Certain dining situations, I mean, it can be quite enjoyable as long as it's not overheated, it's warmed to a nice drinkable temperature. But mainly now in the sake world, with brewing technology in the last sort of 50 to 60 years, premium sake is really designed to be drunk cool.
Basically, how do you drink it? Do you just drink it like a normal beer?
Traditionally in Japan, it's served in the small cup that maybe many people are familiar with, which is the ochoko, and it's poured from the sake flask, the jukuri. But that's generally the style for warm sake. For cool premium sake, I mean, we serve it in a stemless wine glass because the brewers are now going to a lot of trouble to get, beautiful fragrance in certain styles of sake, and that can be really appreciated in a wine glass.
Well, look, Andre, thanks for coming on the show today and giving us a bit of an insight into this exciting world. Of course, good luck with your restaurants down there in Melbourne. We hope to maybe get a few others around the place down the track.
Well, luckily, I guess sake appreciation is growing in Australia, so it's good to see that people are considering it as a drinking option with food.
And thanks for talking about sake and giving us a bit of an insight to it. It's been very, very interesting.
My absolute pleasure.
Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.